A huge announcement a few hours ago from WWE. The XFL is back, coming back in 2020. Details, news, and perspective on that. More on the Enzo Amore sexual assault allegation and more here on PWR Tonight for Thursday, January 25th, 2018. Hello fans, Damian Nelson coming to you here from the Pro Wrestling Report Studios for tonight's edition of PWR Tonight. Thank you very much for joining us wherever you may be. And a quick reminder to subscribe to the Pro Wrestling Report so that you can get all of our content, including a brand new edition of the Pro Wrestling Report Primetime tomorrow night, which will include Be the Booker for this Sunday's Royal Rumble. Today's hot news, more is being released about the situation involving Enzo Amore, who was fired just 2 days ago by WWE for sexual assault allegations. We have been covering this story for the last two nights here on PWR Tonight, and more is being revealed tonight courtesy of WrestlingInc.com. They're reporting a string of text messages that was sent by the victim, who is alleging that she was raped by Enzo Amore, that seemed to show that she was actually a willing participant. She has disputed those claims, saying that the texts were done under duress, she was still under the influence of drugs, and even indicated some of the drugs that she allegedly did with Enzo, including cocaine. Phoenix Police Department is still investigating this crime, and charges have not yet been filed. Now, keep in mind, this was back in October of 2017. Charges have not yet been filed in that case, but they could be at any point. And as a reminder, Enzo was released by WWE on Tuesday, actually the announcement made on Tuesday regarding his release after it was revealed. These allegations were revealed on Monday as part of the during the day of Raw 25. In tonight's perspective piece, we found out today at a conference call, 3 p.m. Eastern, from WWE Chairman and Alpha Entertainment Chairman Vince McMahon, that the XFL, the football league that had debuted back in 2001 and went away in 2002, is coming back in 2020. The XFL, which launched to great fanfare and huge ratings in 2001, quickly saw its demise due to poor gameplay and a lack of planning. Vince McMahon, in today's press conference, which was streamed live on several media channels, indicated that this is the new XFL and addressed some of those concerns about the league of the past as it pertains to the league of the future. Which takes me to tonight's perspective piece, a perspective on the XFL as a man who was a fan of it and experienced it in 2001 and saw today's announcement addressing what the new XFL will be. Let's go back to 2001. The XFL was launched as part of the height of WWE's popularity. I believe it was announced in late 99, maybe even 2000, and launched very, very quickly after that to a tremendously huge rating of, I believe, 10.3 on NBC. It was a partnership between NBC and the WWE. Now, for any of you who have seen the 30 for 30 special on the XFL, a lot of this information you already have, but for those of you who didn't, it was an immediate success. However, the ratings for that first show did not translate to the second show, and there were people talking about how the football play was bad, the players were no good, it was worse than high school football, and there were a lot of wrestling people involved. As you know, Jim Ross was one of the commentators, Jesse the Body Ventura was one of the commentators, later Jerry the King Lawler and Vince McMahon himself and many other WWE stars became involved over that first season of the XFL, which then made it a WWE product versus a football product. But at the same time, today's NFL took and is using a lot of the technologies and concepts that were introduced by the XFL. Specifically, if you look at that overhead camera on the ropes that you see at NFL games, that was pioneered by the XFL. At the end of its run, the XFL became a joke and was a laughable venture by WWE and Vince McMahon, who we know does not take well to failure. And while it was ultimately canceled by NBC, which led to its ultimate demise, now, today, in 2018, some 17 years later, it's back. And this time, today, in the announcement, Vince McMahon addressing some of those concerns, saying, we need to spend time on it, we need to take time to launch it right, and we need to do it right. When asked questions by several people during the broadcast today, Vince McMahon said the following things. Firstly, it will be comprised of 8 teams from 8 different cities, and they will all be owned by the league. It will not be a franchise opportunity or effort. Additionally, those 8 cities and teams are not yet determined. They still have to put that together. Now, I remember, from what I recall correctly, when the initial XFL launched, they had most of the teams in place already. When asked if he would be the face of the brand, he said, absolutely not. He is going to have a team of people who will lead the XFL, and they will be the face of the company. Now, what's interesting about that is what's different from last time and this time is the XFL in 2001 was an entity of WWE. They utilized their popularity as, a way to garner attention, more attention, for the XFL. A new company has been created, that of Alpha Entertainment, of which Mr. McMahon will perform as the chairman and CEO as well, and they are investing $100 million into this venture. Now, where did that money come from? Vince McMahon, who owns a primary majority portion of the stock of WWE, sold a lot of his shares to create this company and is not attaching this in any way, shape, or form to WWE, whereas last time it was a business effort of NBC and WWE. So already a substantial change as far as the structure of the show. Vince McMahon also said, and this was somewhat said back in 2001 as well, that you will not see crossover talents. You will not see talents from the WWE on the XFL. You will not see talents from the XFL on WWE. That one I won't believe until I see, because if they get into a situation of challenge, they are going to use what is already popular. Let's say you've got a John Cena today and a struggling XFL. Why wouldn't you use that property as part of the XFL if it would help in the ratings and the awareness of the brand? But it all will boil down to gameplay. I went to an event for the XFL. It was a Chicago, whatever the team was, at Soldier Field in 2001. And it was about 40 degrees and sleeting out. Yet the passion and the energy of the fans in that arena that night, that stadium that night, was unparalleled. And it was something very special to see. And I'm glad I got a chance to go to a game, because it showed me that there is passion there and that there could be passion there for something that is not the NFL. And the strategy, if you really look at it at its core without analyzing the ultimate failures of the XFL at the end of its run, has some merit. A football league that continues after the football season, which is arguably a short season. A more aggressive game, a more aggressive nature of gameplay, fewer rules, and a pay-to-win philosophy. All of it makes a lot of sense. And that's part of my problem with the NFL, is these are millionaires that people follow religiously like they're some type of Messiah or something, and they sculpt the lives and the moods of people's day-to-day lives. And that is what the XFL is hoping to capitalize on. Maybe not to create it to that level, but if I'm the losing team, I should get less money, right? That conceptually makes a ton of sense. Now, I am not blindly supporting the XFL. I agree that it ultimately was a tremendous failure back in its initial launch. But what I even said on Twitter earlier today, at Damian Nelson on Twitter, is if done right and given time, and the focus is on the gameplay, they could be competitive. But guess what? They're not competing against the NFL. They're supplementing the NFL. This is not a launching of the Sunday night, Thursday night, Sunday night, Monday night football wars. This is happening outside of the NFL season. So If you strip down any opinions that have been formed about the old XFL and look at the concept of the new XFL or any other competing or supplemental league to the NFL, it probably makes some sense, doesn't it? But the key will be doing it right and taking time. 2020 is just under 2 years away. Is that enough time? I don't know. Time will tell. But at least they're taking more time and using their failures from before to launch this venture in 2020. Another key point that was mentioned by McMahon was that there is no broadcast partner. Last time they had NBC, this time they don't know. It seems as if they might look to stream it. Vince McMahon did say that it would be available on your devices and shied away from talking about it being available on a TV program. But keep this in mind. The WWE broadcast rights for Raw and SmackDown with NBC Universal, that contract ends in 2019. So whether they stay with NBC Universal or choose to go to another network, they could now possibly bring Raw, SmackDown, maybe even NXT, and the XFL to that new network. So opportunities and planning in this instance are plentiful as it pertains to this relaunch of the XFL. We can't judge it now. Many will. That's your choice to do so. Let's see what happens. Let's give it a chance if you think it has a chance. But again, I challenge you to look at the concept, whether it's Vince McMahon or let's say the Virgin guy, I forget his name. Let's say it's him launching this venture. Does it have legs? Does it have maybe that will work kind of philosophy? It did in 2001. XFL left a stink on that hope, and perhaps it can wipe that stink off with its relaunch in 2020. That's this week's perspective piece, ladies and gentlemen. As we said earlier in the broadcast, tomorrow we are back with a brand new edition of the Pro Wrestling Report Prime Time. And on that episode of Prime Time, we have a major announcement as it pertains to Feedback Friday. So be sure to tune in to Prime Time on a special Friday night edition featuring Be the Booker for the Royal Rumble this weekend. And we'll have big news on the future of Feedback Friday, which I think you all are going to enjoy immensely. It's becoming even more interactive, and we'll have all the details of that tomorrow night on Prime Time. I want to thank all of you for joining us here for PWR Tonight. I want to remind you to check us out on our podcasts. You can take this show with you on the go along with all the other offerings from the Pro Wrestling Report. Simply go to blogtalkradio.com/PWR, blogtalkradio.com/PWR. And also you can get your tickets for the biggest party event coming to WrestleMania weekend. It's Shenanigans on Bourbon Street. It's the Balcony VIP Party. Tickets available now at pwrshow.com. For all of us here at the Pro Wrestling Report, this is Damian Nelson saying thank you so much for joining us here for PWR Tonight, and we will see you tomorrow night for a new edition of PWR Primetime.